Southgate Mayor Brian Milne has been acclaimed to the position of Grey County Warden. Milne was selected at County Council's inaugural meeting on December 6. He will serve as a warden for 2022-2023 session of council. This is Milne's second time in the warden's chair, as he served previously in 2014. Milne was nominated to the position by Hanover Mayor Sue Patterson and Owen Sound Deputy Mayor Scott Gregg. Grey Highlands Mayor Paul McQueen was also nominated for the warden's job by the Blue Mountains Mayor Andrea Mitrasovs and Grey Highlands Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen. However, McQueen, himself a past warden, declined to stand for election. After his acclamation, Milne was presented the chain of office by West Grey Mayor and former warden Kevin Eccles, and he was presented with the meeting gavel by Clerk Tara Warder. Milne then assumed the chair and gave his inaugural address with the theme of, "Together we are stronger. We really are crushing it here in Grey County. We need not fear for the future," said Milne. The new warden acknowledged that the pandemic, inflation and shifting demographics in the county will present challenges over the next 4 years. "We can master these challenges. It will take focus, commitment and courage," he said. Milne called for a collaborative approach to decision-making at the county and said Grey County would be a strong partner for its 9 lower-tier municipalities. And he promised to continue to strengthen the county's relationship with its First Nations peoples. "This is a job I'm prepared to commit my energy to so that Grey County continues to grow and prosper," said Milne. "I care deeply about Grey County and the people in it." In nominating Milne, Patterson said he has served as both mayor and deputy mayor of Southgate and has a long history of community service in a variety of capacities. "Brian's community involvement is recognized and respected. It is a core strength of the Milne family," she said. "I know that Brian will be a respected representative of Grey County." Gregg said Milne was the right person to lead County Council. "Brian advocates to push the limits and keep advancing. We can be confident in the determination and tenaciousness of Councillor Milne," said Gregg. "I'm certain we as a council in 2023 will work well under the leadership of Brian Milne." Although he was nominated for the position, McQueen declined to seek the warden's chair. He thanked Mitrasovs and Nielsen for putting his name forward. McQueen said with 3 newly elected members of his local council, he wants to focus on Grey Highlands matters for the time being. "I feel my time is needed in my own municipality," he said.